Because most consumers now make their buying decisions while actually in a store, the Florida Department of Citrus makes a major effort to get the Florida orange juice message to consumers while they're buying groceries. Department of Citrus Director of Retail Communications Pete Palmer in this interview describes the agency's effort to sell more OJ at the point of purchase. What's the big push on getting more Florida citrus products pushed through retail markets in the coming season?
Well, I think that most of the statistics you see today will tell you that about 70% of all decisions are made when people are in the store. People don't carry shopping lists like they used to with the dual working households. They're now doing four or five trips versus one big trip, so you got to get them while they're in the store. So we've put a big focus of our dollars in store while the customer is in there, particularly at Walmart.
What are you doing in store?
Well, we're doing a bunch of things. We have a radio program that we're doing in about 6,000 stores. That's going to go on for about 6 months. Then we have a television campaign, which will be going on in 2,500 Walmarts. Over 150 million people walk through Walmart every week. Walmart has about 20% of the total orange juice business in the entire United States. So we feel that we need to have a presence there. So we will have TV there. We'll be on three different screens in two different places in Walmart. We're also going to have a program called Life Clinic, which has blood pressure machines, where we'll have a health and wellness information for orange juice. That will also be in Walmart. And we also concentrate on the other top three or four retailers in the country, and that would be number two Kroger, number three Safeway, and number five Publix.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.